Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It's not as good as what it's going to sound like when I hit this. Are you ready, Ali Plum?
Yeah, we're going to put the... yes, I am, Ross Drummond.
Thank
you. Am I going to put the microphone towards the speakers?
I reckon I'm just going to fucking pump up the bass and see what it sounds like.
Oh, let's do it.
And then we'll maybe play it in post. So good. Shit is flying everywhere. It looks like the start. You know, like if you fired up the CD-ROM, they're like Encarta 96. Boom. That's what the Boy Meets World theme tune looks like.
Somebody order a quick game of Myst.
Yeah, did anybody need Will Friedle to be turned into a magazine? Uh-oh. He's turning around! I just realised what the boy meets, so I'm going to stop it there because it literally lasts for another 45 seconds. I was going to misuse literally, saved it, pulled back the real time. It lasts so long.
It lasts about a year.
About 365 about days and a quarter.
But it's a theme tune that I really enjoy when I hear it, but I cannot remember it.
You know what it sounds like? You know when you had... did you used to have a Casio keyboard when you were a kid?
No, but let's pretend I did.
You didn't have a Casio keyboard?
No, I couldn't afford it.
Oh,
I had a Fisher-Price keyboard. The alcohol we're consuming this drunken podcast is... Sir, would you like to mention yours?
This episode is sponsored by Cidre. C'est Cidre. Excusez-moi, parlez-vous le français?
We will be, as ever, we will be changing how we speak to reflect the booze we're drinking.
When I drink cider, I don't get more like where cider's made. Where cider's made? I don't sound like more like that.
Somerset.
Yeah, that's the one. I can't do a good Somerset.
Somerset.
If I've been in Somerset, I get good accent. I steal accents.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're an accent thief.
Yeah.
Well, I was just saying, like, because it's cidre, all of our ERs will be RE's, okay?
Okay.
Is that cool?
All our ERs. We should try and do that when we talk about the show ER. That'd be really hard.
That's a bloody great idea. I'm drinking, in case you want to drink some Radlers, Foster's Radlers, which is Foster's Lager, already a great drink.
Great.
Cut with cloudy lemon.
You know what, though? You know the Foster's advert where they has the guy, he's like talking, starts to talk seriously, and then they bring out the paddle of retribution or whatever it is? That makes me laugh every time without fail. I don't know why. Every time I watch it, it's on. Like, the whole summer it's been on because we watched loads of TV because it was the World Cup. Without fail, every time I giggle. It makes me sad.
You feel bad. You feel like your dad.
Did. And he goes, because he moves the pedal, he goes, that's making me laugh talking about it.
He's happy. He's so happy.
I'm so happy right now. I've got a seat.
Yeah, we are currently in one of my offices.
Yeah.
One of the offices. Wait, what am I saying? Where I work, there are some office rooms.
Ali has a job.
I have a job. Well done, me. And we're in a windowless room above Forbidden Planet
half
in London.
Ali's office is... An office full of fucking nerds, conveniently located next to a shop full of nerds. It's like Mecca.
It is like, I always want to turn
facing
the wrong door.
Well. I don't know.
That was a coincidence, actually. A coincidence that I made happen. But yeah, we're in a windowless room, which is great. And we are 1990s problems.
We are 1990s problems.
And this week's episode is...
Boy Meets World, Boy Meets World, Boy Meets World. With Ryder Strong. What a great name. But anyway, the intro, we digressed.
We did.
The intro sounds like when you have a Casio keyboard or a Fisher-Price, other brands are available, and you press the demo mode, but then they just it changes because it goes like that, and then it's like, I mean, you just heard it. Yeah, there's a bit where it goes to like old-timey music, and it shows Corey doing like a fun old-timey dance.
Does he shake his whammy family?
Funky song.
What I like about that is it has about four different versions of what I call cheeky music.
It does.
So when you're watching a kind of a very explaining the emotions of a character's music themed show, that was a terrible expression, but when they have that and they go, he's doing something a bit naughty, it's This show has so much cheeky music.
It
makes me so happy because they're always doing cheeky things. And there was something about Boy Meets World that used to wind me up, is they could never, ever get away with doing something bad. They do something slightly bad.
Well, we'll talk about it.
There's even one episode where they drive 1 mile, 1 mile per hour over the speed limit.
Right.
Then sirens.
I'll tell you an early bit of trivia.
Early.
This is early because we're mere moments in, but there are three episodes. I'm going to get the Wikipedia. You know, it's a good TV show, ladies and gentlemen, when the TV show has its own Wikipedia page
and
or
then
Wikipedia site. Like Sabrina has its own one.
Yeah,
we talked about it. Boy Meets World's got one, but what I've been loving, and we'll talk about it in a minute, is there's on one of the pages, there's a huge common argument about inaccuracies. all about Sean. And yeah, it's amazing. A lot of homophobia, everything you everything you want. Because Sean and Corey had a very, like, it was like, I mean, I hate the term, but it was a bromance. What we call a bromance.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
They were bez sexual.
Bez-sexual.
I think we should do what we often forget to do.
Yeah.
Which is actually explain. Because Boy Meets World, I think we presume pretty much everyone knows what's going on. It's a very basic show.
Let's go to
two best mates, Sean and Corey, they are in middle school when they're like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
That's the first season. Then over the next three seasons, they're in high school.
That's right.
Then they go to college for the final two seasons. It was on between 1993 and 2000.
So we don't know how it ends.
We have no idea how it ends.
I have no idea how
it
ends.
The year 2000, I believe we live underwater. No, that's the year 3000.
Oh, it is. Nothing's changed.
But the thing is that we cannot talk about that final season.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
Impossible.
I mean, apparently some really big things happen in it.
Don't care.
Can't imagine what they might be.
Boring.
People getting married, maybe.
No, I don't think so. It's banned.
I was about to say gesticulation. It's all guesswork.
It is. I'm clueless. Another show.
Another great movie, yeah.
It was a show as well, I believe.
It was a show as well, yeah. Not as good.
Not so great.
But yeah, Boy Meets World, very simple setup. Two best mates in a suburban house.
Mm-hmm.
World. And Topanga is the girl, not literally next door,
Topanga.
But the girlfriend to Corey, who's the main character played by...
Ben Savage.
Ben Savage. And
everyone's got a great name.
They all have great names, actually.
I'm going to bring them up.
There's a next-door neighbour character who's also their teacher.
He's great. Feeny.
Yeah, Mr. Feeny.
Always a good teacher when you can just call them by their surname. Do you have any good teachers that you had, like... No, look out.
Yes. Feeny's there was a teacher I called Mrs. Quinault that we just called Quinny.
Quinny?
Yeah. And then we realised later that Quinny was, like, archaic slang in, like, Shakespearean times for a lady's, you know... Foof.
I didn't go to a school where we found stuff like that.
You find that stuff out because when you say it enough,
right?
You think
says,
probably that's a rude word, isn't it?
I wouldn't have said Quinny and thought vagina.
Really? I mean,
no.
Well, it's the reason why is because I mean, you might have heard this in the Avengers Assemble, as it was called in the UK,
right.
when Tom Hiddleston refers to Scarlett Johansson as "you mewling quim," and it comes from the same derivation. Quim is obviously another word for a
quinster.
The Quinnilator. Well, this got weird.
Quagina.
Quagina! Right.
That was Topanga's sister.
Yeah, Quagina. In the first season, Topanga is this proper granola
she's
girl.
Mental. She's mental.
She's absolutely...
She's a hippie.
Off
crazy
her head,
hippie
super
mental.
Hippie that like believes in flowers and the stars.
And there's a great poem she does.
To the sky.
The sky is a donut, is that right?
And then she draws with red lipstick
all over her face.
A big heart.
That's great.
Over her face. Anyway, so that's the general setup. The next door neighbour, teacher, who they always joke about always being part of their education.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Early on, he's the headmaster. And he's the teacher. Then he becomes the headmaster of the school.
That's right.
Then he becomes a professor at the college they go
convenient.
To.
How convenient.
And they always joke about that.
Little inside
There's a lot of
wink.
Inside winking. A lot of winkling.
I'm winking into the microphone, listeners.
And when they wink, there's cheeky music.
Oh, winkity, winky, wink. Wow.
And then someone shakes their whammy fammy. Ryan Middleton tweeted in to say he can't actually stop thinking about shaking his whammy fammy. Stop thinking about shaking your whammy fammy.
Funky song.
Just shake it.
Shake it. Don't
think. Don't think about it.
That was the main thing about shaking your whammy fammy. I love that. What a great... Oh, what...
I'm starting to think, because what's happened since we did the Fresh Prince episode... Fresh Prince.
We blew up.
We blew up big time. No, but the biggest deal is that Alfonso Ribeiro...
Oh, yeah.
...was on... Dancing with the Stars in the US, and he actually did the Carlton dance with Clicks whilst dancing on the show.
There's a GIF. Did we retweet it?
I don't think we did, but we will now.
I'm not great on the internet, but you can on the you sent me it via Google Hangout.
Mm-hmm.
This section is sponsored by Google Hangouts.
You'll love Google.
When do you want to chat? Hangout.
I would love it if Google decided to sponsor a podcast about 1990s problems. Google. This episode is sponsored by Google, the best place to search for things.
Looking for us? You probably Googled it. I found out... I was going to talk about something nonsensical, but Bing. Yep. I'm reading a book at the moment. No big deal. And they refer to cocaine as Bing.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if anybody here knows another... But I was like... I must be just a specific thing to this book, but I was like, Bing. It's weird that Bing, search engine.
I'm gonna wham some Bing up my schnoz.
Yeah, when you do some fucking Bing.
I wanna have a Bing of
Bing it up.
I wanna have a bump of Bing.
Yeah, a Bing bump.
This is the kind of stuff that would never happen on Boy Meets World because was so straight down the line.
Well, this is what I'm gonna say to you it started off on what network? Was it ABC?
Well, it's not always on ABC.
Well, no, because it goes to the Disney Channel.
Oh, but it's all part of the Disney family.
Well, yeah. They're all one big happy family. But the Disney Channel, there's 3 episodes that they will not show on the Disney Channel.
Is it about like teen pregnancy and stuff?
There's one where they get drunk.
Whoa.
Because I think it's like season 5 or 6.
But I bet they get drunk in a kind of E.T. having a few beers way, right?
If you can't be with the one you love,
Drink
which
some.
Is season 5.
Drink some Stella Artois Cidre or
it
Foster's
gets really
Radler.
Deep. So... Yeah, because we're talking about it's a fun family comedy.
It's very straight.
But there's a lot of darkness.
Yeah, it does a thing that The Fresh Prince did a bit, we talked about, goes, we're all about what's it like?
Hey,
hormones, what are they like? Boink, I suddenly like girls.
Yeah.
Cheeky, cheeky music, quim, 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 quim.
Kiss, 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 kiss.
Bing, 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 bing. And then it's like, one of our friends had a car crash.
That wasn't a laugh at the end. That was a tire bursting slowly.
And bear in mind that every time we discuss any of the characters on the show, you must imagine them as wearing incredibly lurid vomity tops, real tie-dye vomit.
And
huge shirts, baggy shirts. There is a scene that I saw recently where it was the mum, the dad, the young daughter, the bigger brother who's starts off being a bit of a charmer but ends up being kind of a doofus.
Yeah, smart
Sean
doofus.
And Corey all wearing vomity T-shirts and then over the vomity T-shirts, either waistcoats or massive big baggy shirts.
Look out. They were all just wearing... Yeah, none of the shirts seemed to have buttons.
No, they didn't.
Unnecessary.
They were ornamental buttons.
Oh, yeah. Or buttons on the wrong side that can sometimes confuse you. You think you're wearing a girl's shirt. Or maybe you are. But yeah, a lot of fabric in the 90s.
And a lot of curtains.
Boom. It was a big boom era, wasn't it?
Yeah, boom.
Boom. So yeah, they have a lot of cool clothes. I was enjoying it. A lot of great hair.
Yeah, lots of, like I say, curtains, like
Corey's
bangs.
Corey's got lovely curly hair. In one episode, he puts some stuff in his hair and it makes it go all straight and long.
It's a very famous episode where he then tries to fix it by putting his hair into curlers.
Yeah.
And then he gets his first kiss from this flower child, Topanga, who eventually went on to being, and this is probably why you remember the show best, let's just call a spade here, because Topanga got really hot. Like,
she's a babe.
Daniel Fisher, was that her name?
Yeah, I think that's right.
She it was just is hot, I guess, and that was
the
big
lady.
Thing.
And she was like the girl, because she was like the first girl next door for us.
Basically. She was like, it was like fancying a Blue Peter presenter.
Yeah, I thought I didn't really fancy Blue Peter.
Not even Katie Hill?
No. Richard Bacon, maybe.
Oh, yes. He'd have a bing, wouldn't he?
He loved a bing.
He loved a bumper bing. I would love...
But Topanga's hot.
Yeah, she is hot. I mean, obviously in the first season, she's 12.
I just Googled her, just to find out what she's doing.
And they're all out, aren't they?
Image search, it's just...
They're all out.
Gratuitous.
Yeah.
So much Bing.
She's in like Maxim.
Yeah.
She's less Bing, less Bing, though, more badder Bing.
Sometimes that makes me like a bit bummed out.
Yeah, me too.
Not like, I mean, you know, respect if you want to do that, whatever. Mm. But yeah, I'm just like, you're a mystery to me.
You were the untouchable.
Yeah.
You were the perfect lady.
Now you're still untouchable.
Also, there was this thing about, you know, he met this girl when he was 12 and they go out pretty much for the whole show. There's a brief bit where they don't.
She proposes to him.
Yeah, it's, and she is like female empowerment and totally cool.
Yeah.
It's hyphenated names when they get married. Apparently they do. I have no idea. But it's all very, to use a word that I love using because of X-Men First Class and the mutation of the eyes. Groovy. She's very groovy.
Who says that?
James McAvoy says you've got groovy. A very groovy mutation, except not as Sean Connery. But anyway, so she's like a really like go-get-em tiger.
Yeah, she's cool.
Cool girl. But yeah, I remember being a bit jealous that he meets this girl when he's 12 and then she's hot and then they go out forever and get married. Oh, well, that's easy, isn't it?
Yeah, just like, great, she's fun. They only split up a few times. But they're not without their ups and downs.
There were a couple of downers. After the Bing, obviously, they have downers.
Yeah, big bang bong.
Yeah, but we need to mention that why this is such a perfect time to be talking about this show.
Go ahead.
Is because, basically...
Hold on.
They're doing a follow-up show.
Is it called World Meets Boy?
No, it's called Bing Meets World.
Oh.
Or it should be like Boy Meets
that
Bing.
That sounds like... That could be like a kid's version of like Breaking Bad.
That'd be amazing.
Bing Meets the World is like some guy making cocaine. You don't make cocaine.
Breaking Bing? Anyway, so that's when you Google something really difficult on Bing. They're doing this spin-off show where Corey and Topanga, is this right?
Mum and dad.
Are mum and dad to this girl.
They have a child. I don't know how, because they were just at college.
Yeah, how did they get married?
Nothing ever happened.
Certainly no time has passed.
No. They're older. They have this child.
She's meeting a world.
She's meeting it. Yeah. The world's knocking on the door. It's like, hello, excuse me. Do you have a moment? My name's the world. Nice to meet you.
And she goes, hi. But over the course of several episodes.
Yeah, and I imagine the intro is about 3 seconds long. It's not.
Actually, can we find the intro to Girl Meets World?
I bet you it's not very good.
I bet you the intro music doesn't have so much cheeky
music.
Do
you think it has...
But I love it when this continuity happens, when spin-offs continue, like with Cheers into Frasier type stuff. I like
it. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm going to get the mic close to it, so I'm going to be off mic for a bit.
It's weird to see Topanga.
Topanga's still looking incredibly attractive. Well done. Why did I say well done? Ignore me.
Congratulations. No.
It's similar kind of titles.
It's not set in New York.
Airplanes being thrown, not paper airplanes.
Oh, it's her. That helps. Who is that woman?
There's a guy on a horse. Cheeky little brother. Like
yeah, good.
Outnumbered. This is a long intro for
us. Isn't it? That's it. I mean, yeah, sound like a fucking Mumford and Sons song.
Yeah, and they've got like a guy in it who looks like he's someone out of One Direction or James Franco's other little brother. Huh?
They like that stuff.
I hear they're okay for little people.
It's no Whammy Fammy.
When are they going to do the all-girl group Whammy Fammy?
I feel like that should be our intro music. I'm going to try and cut that into a thing.
That would be great.
What I was going to say, though, like, yeah, Topanga had what I most enjoyed about her in the most 90s thing.
Oh, you
shout
about
out to all my honeys.
Yeah?
Crimped hair.
Oh.
Strong crimp.
Yeah, that is in the first
Fire
season.
Fire up the crimpers.
Firing crimpers!
I don't know how... Who decided that was a thing? Like, pitched it. Hey, thank you for coming in today, Ali. We're seeking investment. What we want to do... is we want to make... We've created a product that allows girls' hair to look like...
It's been run over.
It's been run over sort of shit party ornaments you make with paper when you're 4. Thoughts?
Have you ever thought your hair should look like what your dog's hair would look like after it was caught in a griddle pan?
Have you ever read any comic books where somebody's been electrocuted?
Or when someone's very surprised.
Would you like to look like your hair grows your head? Here are crimpers.
Crimpers. We are the guys that sell crimpers. We are the crimp pimps.
Yeah.
And we are here to
Stay crimpy.
Stay crimpy, bitches. But yeah, it's she really had the flower child thing. But then she's the second season, she comes back and she's totally reasonable, mature, cool, sensible. Keeps the guys in check.
I mean, like, Topanga's great. Like, her parents moved to Pittsburgh. She's like, actually, I'm just going to stay in Philadelphia with my aunt.
She's cool. You know who else has a good aunt?
Who?
Sabrina. She has two
of
them.
She does. yeah, silence there, kill me for a second. I was going to, just a sidebar, whilst we're probably 6 hours into this.
The second sidebar to the third sidebar.
I found a thing, we'll probably talk about it on the Clarissa Explains It All thing, but there's this like really like pop culture website I found that's like invite only. And it's got some crazy shit on it. But I've got the pilot for Clarissa Now.
What?
So
they're trying to reboot Clarissa?
No, I think it happened in the 90s still, maybe. But basically, it was Clarissa Explains It All after she went to college, where she moves to like...
Second Rattlers.
Sounds Rattlish.
This podcast loves Rattlers.
I mean, Rattlers doesn't love you.
No.
It told me when we were outside.
Shit.
But yeah, I've got it. I've yet to watch it, but it exists.
Well, I can't wait for you to explain it all.
Well, she'll explain it to us.
Oh, okay, well, that's handy.
Don't worry about it. But yeah, so Topanga, she's like a sassy woman. She's not fucking about. So that, I guess Girl Meets Now. Girl Meets Now!
Again, great name for a show.
I mean, yeah, we're pitching it.
Girl Meets World.
See what can. Girl Meets World is in New York because she's a lawyer, Topanga ended up. I heard. I can't confirm or deny it.
Again, that can't exist.
But yeah, so.
That's awesome.
It's great, isn't it?
But what I liked about watching these episodes going back is that it's a show that really enjoyed and really wallowed in the references of its time. Mm. So there's a time... Okay, first of all, it's one of those shows that if somebody comes in and they're looking hot or a little bit, like, sexy, everyone goes, woo!
Yeah, sexy!
And the audience, live studio audience, just goes...
They love it. It's a proper...
Proper mad for it.
They go off the fucking charts,
They
man.
Go absolutely mad for it. It's also a show that, yeah, likes referencing... Not contemporary, but like because it was in the early 90s when it started in 1993, it referenced a lot of 80s shit in the way that you would.
Yeah, the Phillies were doing terribly, all my baseball fans out there.
Am I right?
Yeah.
And then you know, there's Chia Pets. Do you remember Chia Pets? They were kind of...
Tamagotchis?
They were animal-shaped things, like ceramic, but then grass grew out of their heads.
Okay.
And so one could be a dog or a cat or a hedgehog.
Cut up however you want.
So they reference that, like Angela Lansbury and, you know, all that sort of...
Great.
You know, Beavis and Butthead got a real whoop when one of the kids referenced it because it's like, that's so
funny.
Cool right now.
It is cool.
It was really enjoyable to sort of really... The show feels realer, obviously, than Sabrina, and it feels realer than
it's
The Fresh
more like
Prince.
Real in the world. Like,
yeah.
It's just like a couple of boys meeting the world, you know? It's like
over and over.
Over and over for several years.
For several years. But the thing is that despite this, it would happily break the fourth wall.
Mm.
When they do get married, which apparently doesn't happen.
I don't know anything about it. You'll have to help me.
Topanga and Corey, to the camera, invites the audience to their wedding.
That's good. I like that. What other show did we do where they broke the fourth wall all the time?
What does the fourth wall
Sabrina?
Break? No.
She doesn't. Oh, she does it at the intro.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Down, 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 down. Oh, I should award this to the soccer game.
I guess I'll have to cook chicken tonight.
Finger licking failure.
Hell for leather.
Finger licking failure, hell for leather. I think we're writing a Kiss song at the moment. I'm not sure. We'll have to chat with legal.
Our Kiss podcast is going to be amazing.
Oh, Kisstory.
Anyway.
That's probably definitely a thing they've sold on a coffin.
For sure. Right. So that's good.
What was your sort of favourite? Like, I remember it was on Channel 4, UK listeners. I think it was Channel 4. I want to say Channel 4.
It was early morning as well.
Early, like, but I
not
like
Terry Toons early, but quite early.
It was good, though. See you later.
Bye. No, Boy Meets World, I remember thinking, was a show that I watched before I watched another show that I was actually looking forward to.
You think it was somewhere in a schedule?
Yes, it was a filler for me.
Sure, okay.
I found it a little bit too flat, and it was just quite uncool.
Did you think
it was cool? I didn't think it was cool.
In my head, I have this memory of seeing it, like, they showed it later. Or maybe I'm confusing it with another program entirely. You know what? I think
like
I
like Robot Wars.
Yeah, it was Robot Wars.
It was. Yeah. Right, yeah.
So easily.
Like, I love the character. So kill a lot. That was good.
It's fucking hot.
Amazing. Like, she got hot. Am
she
I right?
Got hot. Have you seen that Maxim spread?
Wow.
Like, then they show the chassis.
And when you see her breathe fire.
That's great. Well, she wasn't a anyway, we'll talk about Robot Wars another time.
So kill a lot. Breathe fire.
No, but it wasn't a lady. I see what you were doing. I see you were. Yeah, but there was a lady.
Yeah, Matilda.
That's the one. Okay, that's enough now.
What's so embarrassing is that I didn't even give myself a like, second to think of it.
You're almost slightly annoyed that I didn't know.
I just do it.
Yeah, Matilda.
Shaped like a fucking rhino weird thing. Like a warthog.
Oh, there's some. Where are those guys now? Those are rotting somewhere in the BBC.
I bet.
Archive.
Can I remember any others? So Killalot, Bash, Sergeant Bash.
Yeah.
Sarge. Sergeant Bash. And
Craig Charles just doing shitless Bing. That was the time.
He was mad for Bing. We lost him.
Well, he's fully right. I like Craig. We wish him a lot of luck because no, we do all the Funk and Soul Show TV hosts.
Please do check out his radio show. It needs a bit of a bump.
It's doing quite well.
I think it needs a bit of a lift. Yeah. So let's do him a favour.
A bit like he did back in the day. But
he's got a trunk full of funk.
Far too much cocaine talk on his TV. I don't know what's happened. But Boy Meets World.
did you think it was cool?
I think I did, yeah. I think it was really... And
do you think it's cool now?
Well, the thing is, if I don't think it's cool, a lot of the people on the internet do, crying out for it to be streamable. It's hard to get hold of eps.
Not for me, because this guy about 2 weeks ago uploaded every single episode onto YouTube.
Well, that's gone now. I couldn't find it.
I found it this afternoon. I was watching a
sounds like you've got a different internet than me.
I
have that one that has the 2000 onward block.
Oh,
so
yeah, that makes
difficult
sense.
Difficult for me to find.
Why did he pay extra for that?
I don't
I'm just
know.
Wondering.
I mean, like, it's just more real. I read, I think, Jonathan Franzen did it once whilst he was writing a book. I don't know.
Are you enjoying the hamster dance over and over?
Yeah. That's going
well. Are you enjoying playing Age of Empires on repeat?
When my CD-ROM drive works, yeah. It's great. Encarta. Somebody
tweeted us that I really enjoyed saying that they only download our podcast. I'm going to find the name because it made me laugh enough. He said, I only download the podcasts after 6 o'clock because that's when the internet is cheap.
That was good. Good shout out. Because I replied to him going, and I was like, does that sound like the internet? And I was right because it did sound like the internet. But I tried to write it. It's just hard. A lot of people giving it, like the response on Twitter.
We've had a few suggestions as well about the ones to do
Fuck
next.
Fuck off. We'll tell you. We'll decide what we're doing. All right? So,
no, you could suggest. Yeah. We said, give us your suggestions.
Oh, yeah, sorry,
we didn't say, we do anything with them. You piece of shit.
Listen.
Bernard's Watch, great shout. Woof. I think that might be late 80s. But let's have a look.
Yeah, if you're going to suggest something, check it's in the 90s, all right?
I might be wrong.
I've got time to Google.
Demon Headmaster. I don't have time to Bing this shit.
But Demon Headmaster, I didn't like it. Annoyed me.
Animals of Farthing Wood.
All good shows. We'll do them all. Don't worry.
We have all the
as
time in the world.
As long as there's listeners, which probably there won't be for much longer, we'll get through them all. I like Teen Angel. Danny Eve. Big shout out to Danny.
Mike Tank says he can't wait for your epic deep dive, easy now, into The Secret Diary of Desmond Pfeiffer.
Winky, oh, yeah, that was like a terrible face. Show. It looked amazing. It's like a period drama sitcom.
Is it as bad as Reboot?
Insane. How dare you?
Can you please tell me whether you think this is good now? And you've been watching, you know, what we've been watching for this
episode. Boy Meets World, I love it.
Why do you
love
it?
I just like it. It makes me feel fuzzy inside. Like, genuinely, like, more like Fresh Prince seems so, I don't know.
Neon, and this is so beige.
Yeah, like, I thought there is a lot of neon. I think I just like big shirts. That's my go-to. That's what I search on Netflix. Similar results to big shirt sitcom. Which is Netflix's criteria for genres.
Big shirt sitcom. Were you thinking of?
Sounds like your friend just watched. I was trying to remember a TV
Fresh
show.
Prince.
Fresh Prince. Would you like to watch Boy Meets World? Yes, I would because I like it. It's just like it's good fun. It's safe, but there's bits of it that are a bit cheesy.
It's cheesy.
I can't believe you.
Like, it's just so. I feel like it's got no edge.
Like,
it's
a
big blob.
A very emotional man. Don't you know? Understand that. And there's a lot of shit goes down in this. Like Sean's dad is a drunk. Mm. If I knew what happened to him, I think it would probably be quite a sad ending. But I hope he'd find himself. I can't confirm or deny that.
Sean's got a half brother, doesn't he?
He's got a half brother. And then so the episode where they get drunk, we talked about banned by Disney. Forget about it, Disney. They're like, we're sick of this. Topanga and Corey have broken up.
Mm.
And they're like at a party. It's high school. And he gets drunk. Corey's a funny guy when he's drunk. He's dancing around. People are loving it. Topanga's like, I don't really get this. She's like, I'm a sensible woman. I live with my aunt, for fuck's sake.
I'm going to be a lawyer.
I'm going to be a fucking lawyer. You're underage. It's a, DUI.
Yeah.
No, she's not driving, but don't worry about it. So anyway, all this trouble, blah, blah, they get drunk, he gets drunk. But Sean gets drunk, gets home, and his stepbrother or whoever is like, do you know why your dad's not here? Do you know what happened to mom? It's like heavy hitting shit. Look how heavy it is. Look at your face, you're shocked.
I am. I can't think of any cheeky music to accompany
There's
this.
There's no. There would, bah, 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 maybe bah, like, bah, bah, if it's like bah, late 90s, like Creed would play in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, sad. So, but I like that. I like the.
I can tell.
I like the heaviness of it. One of my favorite ever episodes, and I remember it because I saw it very recently when I was in New York. I travel. That it was. It's the episode of. I think it's called Singled Out. Do you remember Singled Out, the TV show on MTV?
What was it? What was the setup? Was it like a game show?
Chris Hardwick.
Him.
Of the Nerdist.
Wow.
In the 90s, presented a TV show called Singled Out. It was like the American version of Blind Date.
I'm not making
Do you remember it?
I'm not making any comment here. But
he had long hair at the time.
Was he more or less annoying than he is now? I'm not saying he's annoying.
I love Chris Hardwick.
I'm not saying he's annoying.
A funny guy, done very well.
I'm just saying.
Nerdist Empire, welcome us in.
We love you.
Whenever you're ready.
No, I do like Chris Hardwick, but he does rub people up the wrong way.
He does, yeah. I think he'll. Greg Barron, I've heard him talk. Get angry and then apologise and then they're all okay.
I think he'll admit that, but what I'm saying is that Chris Hardwick had appeared in this life that you refers to that was some dark times.
Right, like, well, I think Singled Out were those dark times.
Okay.
So he was an MTV presenter of a dating show. You don't know Singled Out? I feel like there's
people... I remember it. It's just vague memories.
So yes, your memories of Singled Out is great. So it turns out it's all a dream. Is it a dream? I can't remember.
There were a few episodes like this when they're in World War II when
Corey's
it was a dream.
Ill and he's like, oh... He thinks he's dying, and everyone comes to visit him. There are cheesy moments.
Yeah.
And, like, you can see the fucking horn on so many.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is going to happen now. But I like it. I feel like it's, for me, like, allow me to speak freely about Bones.
Hang on, let me just double check whether I want to. Hang on. Yeah, you can.
Okay, thank you. I just feel like it was like a sorbet. A sitcom sorbet, you know? It cleansed the palate. It's not...
You've been working for Jamie Oliver for too long.
I don't even want to talk about it. But, but yes, it's like... It is. It's like... It just cleanses... It's like, it's all right, you know?
Like, it's home, isn't it?
Yeah. And that, to me, I think... Because I grew up and I was obsessed with, like, American culture.
Mm.
And it was so cool. He went to high school, and drove around. He had a hot girlfriend.
They had a car when he was 16.
Fucking car. They were looking... So the theme tune changes several times.
Yeah, honestly, if we played every single one in a row, it'd be 10 minutes.
I mean, yeah. But they're long. And it's just like... they're driving...
In an obviously not real world. It's like green screen road.
Yeah. It's boy meets fake world for a short period of time in the intro.
Yeah.
And they drive in the Mustang, and they're all like two people are sat in the back seat.
Yeah.
Which never happens. I've never seen that apart from in American films. If you've ever seen anybody sat on the on the car, not in the seat.
I have, and it was a tractor. It was a tractor, yeah.
A tractor.
Yeah.
He was just doing some crops.
The British version of the show was, of course, called Bloke Meets World. You see?
Mm.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Was that Channel 4 as well?
It was Daniel Mays, very young Daniel Mays, from Shifty, you might know him.
so many strong references, I don't fucking
know. With, of course, Sacha Baron Cohen was the Sean character.
I like him. Yeah, he's funny when he's
The teacher was played by Stephen Fry.
Right.
It's becoming less believable now.
No, yeah. But it's good casting.
It's great casting. And, of course, Topanga was played by her off the Queen's Nose.
Oh, I was going to say, what's her
Kelly
name?
Kelly Riley. O'Reilly, that's who it was.
What's that woman that's in, like, a lot of British comedies?
Dawn French.
No, she's, like, blonde. She's in that film with... fuck, I'm so
Alice
shit.
Eve?
What's the one with the dude from Shaun of the Dead? Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
He's in the film. It's French. It's based on the French, the book about...
Rosamund Pike.
Her. She'd be in it.
Yeah. She'd probably be in it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she'd get some of my bing.
Anyway.
At a party.
that, like, my point was, I like it. I just feel like it's not naff enough to piss me off, but it's not like, and it had moments of like realness, it had funniness, and it's just cheeky. It's a bit cheeky chappy. I don't know. I think maybe for me it's more sentimental.
I think so. I don't.
There are bits where
I know what
at
you're
it.
Saying. You're persuading me.
Underpants. Underpants.
Funny.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Please explain the underpants scene.
I can't.
It was one of those things that stuck in your head. It was a bit like in Keenan and Kel.
Yeah.
Where, you know, screwing the tuna.
Yeah.
Underpants was like the phrase for.
It's so good.
Boy Meets World. By the way, Boy Meets World always makes me think of them throwing paper airplanes.
Yeah.
More than anything else. And the new TV show, like Girl Meets World, has so many paper airplanes flying everywhere. This way, that way, up a nose, out of a nose. It's incredible. But yeah, underpants, that was a big thing.
It's good. I can't really remember why. I'm like, you watch... I keep picking big shows that have a lot of episodes.
How many episodes? 163 or something? Like, yeah, just, maybe even more. Huge, yeah, I mean, numbers.
Especially if you count the ones in the year 2000.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. What are your thoughts, Ellie? I feel like you're giving me a lot of negative energy right now. I don't know if it's you or the Radler talking.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, it's just I'm getting a bit tipsy on my...
You got that 2% running through the veins.
2% volume. Oh yeah, and it says at the top,
it's the tiniest can.
It says at the top, double refreshment. That's a lie.
Yeah,
that's
a lie. Like, because well, not only because is... one when you go in, and then one when you puke it back up. Because it's so fucking disgusting.
You're so grateful. It's 150 milliliters.
You're welcome.
2% volume. My hand is bigger than this can.
Well,
do you want to hear me crush it with my bare hand?
Go on. I love it if that was a full one. You just couldn't crush it. Like, hold on a sec.
Hang on. This is great 90s content.
That's great.
The nerdy character from the show couldn't do this.
I like him.
I like him too a lot.
He
introduces in an episode where they have hormones and discover girls.
Because I imagine he's a late bloomer.
Well, quite. He's the guy who's gamed. He's learnt about women and knows what they want.
Yeah.
And he reads a magazine called Perky. And that's meant to be a magazine. This is in 1993. It's meant to be a magazine for young girls. Like a kind of...
Yeah, I used to do shit like that.
That when you read it and it would be like... How far up your leg should you shave? You know,
I didn't do
are
that.
You? How are you ready to French kiss? Like that sort of thing. And it was like quizzes and whatever. So he reads them, and I just love that the fake
that's his name.
The fake magazine they come up with is called Perky, and it's meant to be good. For prepubescent girls. It's incredible.
I mean, yeah, on the Wikipedia page it says
for Minkus, the nerd guy
Minkus,
in the class.
Role nerd, like
he is the most stereotypical nerd.
Guy.
He's like blonde. Dweeby hair,
what
dweeby glasses.
To Lee Norris.
What's he doing now?
I don't want to look at
Did Ben Savage or Daniel Fisher, if I've got their names right, did they, what have they gone on to do that much else? Because obviously they've gone back
Lee Norris
to Girl
is in Gone
World.
Girl.
Lee Norris, yeah, what is he in Gone Girl?
I don't know. There's a picture of him here. That looks like Gone Girl. He's an officer. But
must be one of the policemen. But yeah, it's.
And he's in Girl Meets World. Doing well for himself.
No one's really... It's not like The Fresh Prince where people really came out. Even Keenan and Kel, where they really... One of them, at least, went on to a really big thing.
Yeah, they've all kind of...
They've all just, you know, muddling along.
Have you watched a TV movie on a Saturday afternoon? Good chance you've seen a member of the cast of Boy Meets World.
They're probably a screaming person running away from Godzilla, you know, but you wouldn't necessarily notice them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah,
dangerous.
I guess... It's a show that really stayed in the 90s. I don't think it... There were no breakouts. There was no...
I want to tell you, I just found a bit of trivia, because obviously we wouldn't ever talk about Girls Meets World. As revealed in Girl Meets World, Stuart Minkus has gone to become the wealthy CEO of a company called Minkus International and owns a helicopter.
He owns a helicopter.
They've had to point that out. But it's weird that they would do that on a kid. I guess it's because families watch stuff together. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think that still happens sometimes.
Okay, right.
Do you remember those people who used to live with you when you were younger?
Nope.
I
was living with my aunt.
Oh, of course you were, because you were cool.
Cool guy. I was studying my law.
Studying your law.
That's what I called it.
What are you doing tonight? I'm at home studying my law.
Studying my law. What are you doing?
Having some Bing.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's fine.
Enjoy.
Practicing my...
Wake up!
My whammy family shaking.
But there was... so it's like, the nerd...
He was funny. Look, don't get me wrong. It's harmless. This stuff is harmless. It's just... It has no edge. It's a big spherical scone of a show. It's
scone.
It's a butter croissant.
Wow.
It's a pain au lait.
Pain au chocolat.
No, it's no chocolat.
No.
It's just pain.
Oh, where?
There's no...
You think it's missing?
It's a Foster's lager. Oh. It's not a Radler's.
That is like a fucking sick burn, bro.
Sick burns. You're listening to the sick burns portion.
Like, that's a sick burn. Comparison to fucking Foster's.
It's a stale Foster's. Bottom of the barrel Foster's.
Wow.
No, it just didn't tickle my nipples. I wanted to like it more. Yeah. It was just as beige as I remembered it being. I did think that the kids were talented. Like, Ben Savage, when you look back on him, he can't have been older than at least one. But anyway, he's young, and you can tell he's really got loads of energy, and he's really excited and fun.
Jumping around a lot.
Yeah, and he did, like, you know, there's some famous scenes where he pretended to do basketball, and that's how Topanga and him kind of bond when they first, like, have a not really a date.
She kisses him that time.
Yeah,
he has his first kiss, and he's, like, chained.
He has a kind of a sexy first kiss. Well, he's chained to a locker.
I don't find it sexy. I find it traumatic.
Come on, we all like it a bit. Come on, let's be honest.
I don't.
Do you not have fantasies about girls with crimped hair kissing you while you're locked to
Crimped girls.
Crimped. That's a different girl.
Oh, my mistake. Crimped girls with crimped hair, I think I feel like it's just too many flashbacks, man. Like the disco. No one's dancing with me. I'm fat.
I loved that whole... That at that period, it was very...
And he hated... I liked that he was like, girls, no!
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Oh, cooties. It was that level.
Reminds me, we talked about it last week, when I knew the Wild Wild West rap.
Wiki Wild.
Wiki Wiki Wild Wild. No one danced with me there. Just danced with myself, reciting the whole rap, because I know it.
Yeah, because you're a desperado.
Fucking real Friday.
Yeah.
You don't want none of this.
The thing is, it's loved, and I get it. I get that it's loved, but I just don't personally connect with this show.
You just think it's a bit too...
Nice.
See, I feel the same way about... what you call it?
Kenan and Kel?
No, Kenan and Kel can fucking suck it, but Fresh Prince. Like, Fresh Prince.
Oh, come on.
Annoyed me. I'm just over it.
Do you want to take this outside?
No, I don't.
Do you want to take it? Because
I'm going to go get my helicopter in a minute.
Great, with your aunt.
Aunt Enterprises. But yeah, like, I don't know, like, boy. Yeah, I just like it. These warm cockles in my heart.
Let's agree that you're wrong.
All right, fine.
Cool.
Okay, bye.
Great. So this is getting easier and easier. I love it. Do you want to play a couple of the latter season's music? I think we need a musical break.
All right, let's...
Oh, by the way, the credits also had loads of the stuff that we liked in Kenan and Kel, where it's kind of digital stuff on the screen, it's a neon skateboard or... and of course, the baseball.
Yeah.
So much baseball going on.
Yeah, but I thought, like, because he wants to be a baseball player in the first season, and they're like, actually, you're never going to be a baseball player. Forget it. Never talk about it again.
There was a lot of never talk about it again. Topanga had a sister in the first season and never came back again.
Topanga. No.
No.
Do you want to? I'm going to play it now so you don't have to listen to me waffle. You ready?
Yeah, let's go. So this is like a latter season. When this boy meets this is college. When this boy meets they're going for Beach Boys. In the college years, it's like, wow. Home video quality. College pranks. By the way, this is how cool Topanga is.
That's
is that
great.
She gets into Yale. Spoilers, she gets into Yale. But then she decides to go to the local college anyway, because that's where all her buddies are. By the way, this is generally a very bad idea.
Yeah.
I think if you actually give people good advice, is you don't stay with your high school sweetheart that you met when you were 12.
Ali, I've got into Oxford, but all my friends are going to University of Westminster.
That's a great uni.
That's where I went to uni.
Yeah. So you need a better example.
Well, I was going to shit on the university I went to.
We're going to dead dog uni.
Okay, yeah, you're going to go
to dead dog.
DDs. All right, well, I'll probably go there instead.
Yeah, I'll go to Double D.
Okay, cool. But I got into Oxford. Don't worry about it.
No, you can always tell your mates when your kids, you can tell them that you went got to Oxford, but instead you went to Double D.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's what Topanga
does.
Advice. So she can continue to have what was probably very bad sex.
I can't remember how he
with
got
this
into
guy.
Yeah, I know. Boy meets...
Her.
Blech, girl. Blech.
Unless she's into that.
I don't know.
Well, she is into locking him up to a bloody
chaining
locker.
Up,
so
proposing that at the graduation. That was big.
Mm.
Big for the... Like, that's a big thing in the 90s.
Graduation?
She's like, oh, do you want to marry me? No, I've got to go get my fucking diploma. Excuse me.
Also, I've got to go have sex with another woman so I can come back to have sex with you and actually
maybe
be
have
any
a bit more
good.
Experience. I don't know. Listen, we wish them a lot of luck as we do all young lovers.
Yeah. Honestly, if I was a parent watching the show, I'd go, this is teaching my kid to meet someone when they're 12.
Yeah.
And then...
That's nice, though.
Is it?
I don't know.
It may be nice, but is it sensible?
I broke up with my people that I went to high school with, so I don't
know. You broke up with them all?
Every single one of them.
Isn't one still going?
I practiced a lot of polygamy. Whilst, not with my girlfriend now. I didn't meet her in high school.
Oh, right, okay.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, sorry, guys. He's taken... Sorry, girls.
Guys or girls, meet Ross. When this boy meets... But yeah, the dude from the Monkees, I don't know whether he wrote...
Yeah, there were cameos. They had a Monkees cameo and they played like a version of themselves.
Yeah, that's odd. Pretty good.
It did have a few of that, but it wasn't very...
I just feel like last time you were like fucking smashing out of the park with stats, figures, facts.
Yeah, where's
yours?
I can
tell you're not feeling it so much because you've got less. I just got a lot of warm memories. Mm. But what I'm slowly realizing is maybe, and you're going to have to help me on this, what was the like coming-of-age show where it started off with a voiceover?
I know the one you mean, yes. It's got a similar name.
Set in the like 70s, maybe, and it goes all the way up.
Yes. Shit. Yeah, I do associate
it
with Boy Meets World.
What I think maybe my warm feelings towards Boy Meets World have mated...
Versus real life
high school teen. Yeah, and it's like, and it's got voiceover.
It's him looking back. It's like
Roy, it's like How I Met Your Mother, but funny.
You know what it's like? It's like Stand By Me, where he's in the car talking about, oh, there was this one time. It's that show. Oh, shit, what's it called? Fuck, this is going to get on my tits.
Yeah. If only there was the internet. Mine's blocked, so I can't. Are you going to look for it?
I don't think it was 70s, but I think it was like...
I can't wait for all seven tweets like, oh, you mean blah, blah, blah. But what should we do next episode?
Well, look at the suggestions we've had and let's make a decision
might do
of
like,
them.
Might do like a
and then ignore them all.
Yeah, I'll make my own decisions. You can't think. I want to shout out to Louise. She made a hashtag, Stay Witchy Bitches, which...
I really hope people...
It's trending in my mind.
There was one guy that said... there was a guy that said... That they want to
so nice
introduce
to
all their friends, say witchy bitches.
I mean, yeah, he's like, I've been doing it, and people are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Which is how I feel just in day to day life talking to people. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I've got to work out the name of the show.
When the Spy Meets World.
All right, so you're saying there were quite a lot of episodes of this one. You want to do something that's a bit smaller?
Well, like, I just feel like seven episodes is a lot.
That is a lot. That's a lot, especially like, 22 minutes each.
Yeah, it's like a long time. But yeah, I mean, like, over... Because we either go... I don't know what the fans want. But I feel like I want to be able to talk about more stuff other than... Sean Hunter's lovely hair.
He does have great hair.
Great fucking hair.
What's he gone on to do?
Flowing.
Can you look up what he did afterwards? Because I think he had
probably
of the lot of them
model.
The best.
He's probably a hair model. I'm not. I mean, it seems pointless for me to search, but I'll check.
He looks so Riders. Handsome.
Great looking face.
What's his real name?
Don't know. Oh, what's his real name? Ryder fucking Strong.
That is a porn star name, and he knows it. Ryder Strong. Let's say that quickly. Ryder Strong.
No. He's been in a lot of bad films.
Okay, let's see how bad they are.
He's been in... Cabin Fever.
2.
Cabin Fever 2.
Oh, great.
Borderland.
Yeah, Veronica Mars briefly.
Riding Her Strong 2.
Head Over Heels.
Home Improvement.
What?
I'm going to talk about Home Improvement.
Right. Next episode is...
I mean,
this
that's
show,
too many films.
This show,
is like effectively the same TV show.
The Home Improvement
with Tim Allen being
has
sexist.
A similar thing because the next door neighbor is full of advice.
Yeah.
And this has a next door neighbor that's full of advice.
Did you have a next door neighbor that had any good advice?
No, we lived next to somebody who's really, really, really rich and weird.
They might have had some good advice on like stock tips. You never asked them.
I think if I spoke to them, I think my parents
like,
would get worried.
About it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I live next to...
Someone died in their swimming pool.
You live next to Michael Barrymore. Somebody died in his swimming pool. That was like a thing. Did he actually live next to Michael Barrymore? Is that Michael Barrymore?
Can you edit this?
No.
Oh, wow. I did not see that
spoiler
happening.
Alert.
Okay. Well, so can we do a new idea? Let's do a supermarket sweep.
Delwinton. That'd be great.
No, seriously, though, Home Improvement would make me so happy.
I think we'll leave it for a bit for Home Improvement. It's literally the same show. Pamela Anderson. It's just so fucking abhorrent.
And it had so many, like, whenever it changed from one scene to another, it was like...
There isn't enough of that. Yeah. Look out!
And there'll be a lathe coming across the screen.
There's not enough, like... The 90s was so great because it was a time of technological advancement, but people didn't know what the fuck to do with it, so they threw it at everything.
It was just like all of the 90s intros and fade outs and wipeouts were like a gif.
It's like being punched in the face with fucking...
Kittens.
Kittens made with acid.
Neon kittens.
Acid kittens. Come on, actually, we'll probably talk about Acidkins another.
Acidkins, that's your spin-off band from Cheap Meat, isn't it?
They're great. Cheap Meat fans, we're playing a show at the Seabright Arms.
Oh, yeah, where's that?
In London.
Where's that in London?
It's, Google it. Bing it. I don't fucking know. What do I look like? A tour manager?
You look like somebody who's in the band Cheap Meat. Sure. That's what you look like.
I am. I can't deny that. But yeah, we're playing at Seabright Arms the 12th of November. It's a Wednesday night.
Right.
Come get a delicious burger.
Hey, it's interesting.
Plug section.
I'm just like putting this into my phone or something. Bloop, bleep, bloop, bloop, blap, bloop, bloop. Oh, yeah, that's going in there.
Yeah. Saved.
Done. Saved.
Commit that.
Great. Cheap Meat super gig.
That's what we call all our gigs at super gigs. When this gig meets world.
With the support obviously being Acid Kittens.
Acid Kittens, we're going to be rocking it.
Yes, so I it's a shame that we can't do Home Improvement, but I know what you're saying. It is a very similar show, but we will do it soon. You hate Demon Headmaster.
I mean, yeah. Oh, I just pulled up one of my favourite things, the fucking bromance clips of Sean and Corey.
All right, should we play a bit?
I'm probably going to mute it because I'll find... There's one bit where Sean and Corey's bromance goes out of control and they're like, I don't know. It's great because they... I mean, if I say bromance again after this, punch me in the fucking balls. But...
Will do.
They just... They're like, well, meet me at the thing. I'll meet you at the library. I've got to see you. And it's all this really funny, like... And I feel it was a bit cutting edge because it's alluding to homosexuality on a network television show in the 90s. It's fucking great.
Well, they also did something which I thought was very cool when, I think it's in the fourth or fifth season, they had their time slot changed. It was originally at 8:30, I think. And then they moved it to 9:30 because it was
spice it up.
For whatever reason.
Hit the bottle.
And then... In the show, the kids are watching this show, and they go, oh, I've got to go to bed at 9, so I can't watch my favourite show. Oh, what? I thought it was on a 7:30. No, it's on a 9:30 now. Stay why did they change it? That's stupid. Yeah, it is stupid. It is stupid. Yeah, it is stupid. And then the ABC went ahead and changed it a few episodes later.
Really?
Yeah. I know. How often does that happen?
Power. And there was no Twitter to complain. Nobody telling us it doesn't sound very good.
I know! We know!
I know it doesn't sound very good. I'm putting my mic to a fucking speaker.
We're barely making any effort.
I've drank alcohol whilst this has happened.
I'm on Bing.
My search engine's still Google, but Bing's okay.
I'm effed off my T's on B.
You're T and B.
Yeah, man.
You got TB.
I've got a bad case of the TB.
Shit.
But yes, you wanted to find a bromance scene, or you don't want to do that anymore?
Yeah. That's how binged off my face I am at the moment. Here it is. There's like...
You're going to put the volume up?
I'm going to find one. Yeah, here we go. This is good, because he's like...
He always kept the bangs.
Wouldn't you if you had fucking hair like that?
Yeah, I probably would.
This is a good one. My Baby Valentine is great.
All right, should I put my mic to the thing?
Yeah, let me just... I mean, so many bromance right here. And he's got great shirts on there. I mean, it's
well. Go!
This is our first Valentine's Day since we broke up, and very possibly the last one before
we're
married.
Probably talking to Topanga, right?
I want this Valentine's Day to set the stage for every Valentine's Day we share together for the rest of our lives. Hey, I'm even wearing my red turtleneck for the romantic carriage ride. So, what are you wearing? A pair of jeans?
Hey?
Same shirt I've had on for a week, and Tommy Hilfiger socks. But Corey, Valentine's Day is not really a big deal for me, so I gotta not talk about it, okay? Because you miss Angela. Because I'm at a payphone and there are cowboys around.
Well, cowboys? It's going to be in a bit of trouble here.
Okay, fine.
Because they're racist, homosexual.
Aren't you racist?
Racist homosexuals? No, incorrect. Homophobic.
Say what? You miss me too. No, I'm not going to say it.
You don't miss
me? Uh-oh, he's probably getting into a bar fight, right?
Talk about this right now.
Can I make a bigger point here?
Yeah.
Payphones, dude.
That's great, isn't it?
Payphones.
I don't think I ever really used a payphone.
Because you get cooties.
Yeah, dangerous.
All right, so in review, we need to decide how many points we're giving it. Then we need to not decide what we're doing for the next episode.
I'm going to go...
Wait. It's out of 1,999. No, yeah. Out of 1,990.
Yeah, fucking get with the program. Remember the name of the show. So angry.
Okay, I remember the show. It's 1990s Problems, yeah. Sponsored by Radlers.
Yep.
Featuring Radlers.
Endorsed. But what do you don't like it? You're angry.
It's okay,
off.
But oh, I'm not going to give it a high point. What are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it...
Don't give it 1,900.
No, I'm not.
Especially because we're conflating it with a show that can't remember the name of.
There's so many... Which is a great fucking show.
I loved it.
But it was called That 70s Show.
Yes! It was called EastEnders.
It's called Hollyoaks in the 90s. I'm going to probably give it like the 1,700 marks. I really like it.
You have gone down so many Ali Plum points.
No.
I'm going to give it, considering 1,990 is the maximum, I'm going to give it 1,000.
Okay, that's okay.
And?
If you say one, I'm going to smash you with a Radler's can.
11.
Fuck it.
I thought, actually, you can throw a Radler's can at me.
I could see the fear in your eyes.
So, for everyone who's writing up the Excel sheet that writes down all of our
when
points...
Yeah, you're clicking on a Wikipedia page, arguing over the facts about Sean.
Yeah, because
is he gay? No, of course he's not gay. He's having friends.
Everything
he's
we're doing...
A loving relationship with his best friend.
Is having... has a Wikipedia page. We need to make sure that we have a Wikipedia page.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Sounds great. All right, well, we've been two men getting sweaty in a windowless room in my office.
So sweaty.
Where I'd say not half cup, maybe a third cup.
I feel like I'm getting sick again, so that's good.
A quarter
always
cup.
Ill.
Yeah, always sick.
I'm so annoyed. If you guys go on the Boy Meets World Wikipedia page...
Which you will.
I mean, you probably already fucking subscribed to that shit. You love it! But the comments, here they are.
Let's have some. Let's finish up with some comments. I love angry comments.
So
we had this discussion before. Do you know anyone who leaves comments?
Are you this? Well, I mean, some of these tweets. I mean, I'm not going to name names.
No. On Wikipedia pages, are you the person who leaves comments? Anyway, let's read it. Let's have some good ones.
So basically, I want to point out these are all 2013. So
we don't judge.
So just over a year old. It's not like somebody wrote this in the night like 5 years ago and like, oh, it's wrong. Anyway. A wiki contributor says, I don't like this guy. This is talking about Sean Hunter. I don't like this guy that much because of his rebelliousness and troublemaking ways, as I've dealt with people like him before. No way would he ever be popular with me.
Well, you're bringing your own deal
with
this.
The people who like him for his rebelliousness are shallow and small-minded. And then, Hello Love in November, so we... 6 months later. He's so hot. I've always had the biggest crush on him. He's a sexy bad boy.
He's a sexy bad boy. He's the Ross Drummond of Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
I am definitely Corey.
Then somebody said, so this is when people started, the problem with Wikipedia is anybody can edit it.
Yep.
So in August, somebody's fucking taken it upon themselves to make some changes.
My God.
Why does it say he's Corey's boyfriend? Can someone fix that? And then somebody has called out another user. called Sean Hunter.
Love it.
Sean Hunter has repeatedly changed it, and I've repeatedly changed it back. He doesn't seem to be getting the message. And then Sean's then replied, Sean's gay. You just got fucking trolled on a Boy Meets World Wikipedia page, bitches.
What are you doing this evening, dude?
Sean's gay.
Well, I'm probably going to be trolling people who love Boy Meets World.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to be hanging out on my favorite site, boymeetsworld.wikia.com/wiki/Sean Hunter.
I would love to know how much advertising revenue these wiki sites get. When I say love, I mean I'm vaguely curious.
When I say love, I don't care at all, but if somebody knows the facts, just let us know.
Thank you very much for listening to our show. Can you guess what we're going to say as our sign-off?
Just bing it.
Just... Well, this show was always like all the other shows. Just be yourself. It was just very much a be yourself.
Yeah, I mean, like, just
so
follow
just
your heart.
Being yourself.
Just being yourself.
Am I right? Just promise us this. Next time you take Bing, play some cheeky music.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Stay witchy, bitches.
Stay witchy, bitches.
Do I press the stop button?
You press the play button. Hit record.
Ready?
Yeah.
I love this show.
Look out, it's a fucking bonus app. It's like the end of The Cult of Antandek when you wait after 7 minutes, but less exciting. Just wanted to say two things. Yes, it was the fucking Wonder Years. I'm an idiot. And thanks for screaming at the speakers. I could feel it in my soul. And two, thank you so much for reviewing us on iTunes. It's fucking cool. Keep doing it if you so desire. It helps us. We're in the top 40, which was mental, above Scott Mills. So fuck you, Millsy. He's not going to listen, so it's fine. Nor do I care. And if you can follow us on Twitter, we're 1990s podcast. Those of you that have, keep tweeting at us. It's fucking cool. I feel like more popular than I ever have been. Cool. Stay classy. And that other fucking thing we keep saying. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.